Well, if you already feel like you're suffering from a bit of election fatigue, spare a thought for British voters. If the UK fails to ratify its Brexit deal in time, next month British citizens will have to vote to elect a new European Parliament. This is despite the fact that they've already voted to leave the EU 2 years ago. Overall, there are about 350 million Europeans eligible to vote in next month's poll, including thousands of people here in Australia. Michael Polch is the EU ambassador to Australia. Michael Polch, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, friend, and thank you for having us to discuss the other important election in May.
Ambassador, before I get to that election, the EU election, the date for Brexit has been delayed until October the 31st. That departure date's already been delayed twice. Do you think or expect Britain will ask for another extension? And how much longer would the EU tolerate the indecision?
Well, I don't want to speculate on this. Let me just say that it has been extended until the 31st of October maximum extension. And it is a flexible extension. That's to say, at any point during that period of time when the UK finalises its procedures to withdraw from the European Union, it can. So the 31st of October is the end date of that extension.
Okay. Elections for the Parliament, the European Parliament, will be held between the 23rd and the 26th of May. What happens if the UK fails to ratify its withdrawal agreement by then? Is the UK expected to vote in these elections?
It is actually obliged to vote in these elections because the European Parliament is the representation of all EU citizens. So at the time, if the UK was still a member of the European Union, then it will have to hold the elections as every other member state. And the reason for that is simple. If the European Parliament does not represent all European citizens, then all its acts can be challenged legally and will be challenged legally. And we have to guarantee the proper functioning of the European Parliament because it has to take a number of very important decisions during that period of time.
But couldn't you have the situation where Britain then has the EU election, the EU parliamentary election, elects people, and then a month or so later, it does finally work out a way to exit the EU, and yet it would have politicians elected to your parliament? How would that work?
Well, indeed, that could happen. This is the consequence of the situation that the UK government had to ask twice for an extension of the withdrawal period. And so it's entirely feasible that after a relatively short period of time, the UK would in fact finalise its withdrawal agreement, and that would terminate its membership in the EU and also terminate, of course, then the UK representation in the European Parliament.
There are 350 million voters across 27 member states. I think it's fair to say the bloc is still really affected by the migration crisis of 3 years ago. That's seen the election in a number of countries of populist nationalist governments. There are reports that the mainstream centre-left and centre-right look set to lose control of the legislature for the first time in 25 years because of that, because of populist anti-EU parties making these historic gains. Is that what you expect?
Well, we expect indeed that populist parties on the left and on the right will gain during this election. It may well be the case that the centre-right and centre-left, so the Social Democrats and the Conservative parties together, had a majority in the current parliament. They will probably need to bring in other central centrist parties like the Liberal Party to form that centre of politics in the European Parliament. And they will still have a stable majority for those politics and decisions which are important for us. And in fact, they're also important for Australia in some ways because this coming parliament will have to vote inter alia and ratify a future free trade agreement between Australia and the European Union.
Okay, so what kind of impact would you think it would have on trade talks and other issues? I noticed that Italy's Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini, he's talking up the likelihood of an anti-establishment surge in these May elections. He said that in the end could steer policymaking of the parliament away from sort of the mainstream in favour of his agenda of opposing immigration and further European integration, limiting further European integration. What impact would that have, do you think, on the policy positions implemented and enforced by the EU?
Well, I think migration will be an important factor in this election, but it will not be the only one. I think other areas that people look at are the state of the economy, youth unemployment, terrorism, climate change and environment. So these are some of the major topics that are on the minds of European electors at this point in time. With a larger number of populist parties represented in the European Parliament, the mainstream parties have to work together in a more cooperative and closer way. But we expect that there will continue to have a stable majority for those decisions which are important for the future of Europe.
And can I just ask you finally, Ambassador, a question about Notre Dame, the cathedral and the shocking fire? Hundreds of millions of euros have been pledged by major French companies to rebuild the cathedral. Donald Tusk has called on EU member states to contribute to a fund set up by the French president. How likely are member states to contribute to that fund?
Difficult to say. But I agree with you. It was a very sad picture that we saw. I remember I've been a young student when I was 15 for the first time standing in front of this magnificent building, and it's very sad to see this. But if I can, friend, I just wanted to say one word on the elections at the end.
Certainly.
And that is there are actually thousands of Australians or Europeans living in Australia who could actually vote in the European election. And this is a point I would like to make here. Mm-hmm. 20 out of 28 member states offer the possibility for their citizens abroad, so expats or Australians with dual nationality, to vote in the European elections. And I would encourage everyone to check out the conditions and the criteria, and you can find this out by accessing the websites and contact your embassies.
Which website would they check if they are enrolled to vote?
Yeah, there's a website. It's called This Time I'm Voting .eu, and every EU member state on its own websites. And Facebook and social media will have information about for their nationals whether or not and under which condition they can vote in the European election. And I would encourage, I think there are tens of thousands of Australians who would actually be eligible to vote.
And what's the cutoff date for that?
It depends country by country.
Okay.
But this is now a good moment to actually check it out.
Okay. Michael Pulch, thank you very much.
Thank you much indeed.
Michael Pulch is the EU ambassador to Australia, and his message there to all Australians who may be eligible to vote in the EU elections. Check it out. ThisTimeI'mVoting.eu is the website where you can access all that information. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:26.